Sam Noll, High Plains Radio, joined alongside Coach Lindsey Fortin of the Oberlin Red Devils volleyball team. Coach, coming off of a pretty successful quad Angerlo down there in Quinter, able to walk away with three wins against three really tough opponents. Pretty good wins, I'm sure.
Yeah, we battled Quinter all year last year and never could quite get over the top and win the game against them. So it was really exciting for the girls to get that win. And then, of course, Dighton and Rollins County were the same way. Some close games, but the girls didn't let the mistakes get them down. They just kept fighting and were able to come out on top.
Yeah, able to take down Quinter, you know, like you mentioned, 25-23, 25-19. Had a lot of those 25-23 games throughout the night, so I'm sure that left you sitting on the edge of the seat. But what did you see out of the girls, you know, when it was kind of tied in that situation? Did you like how they responded and kind of kept their head and was able to walk away with the win?
Yeah, they did a nice job of not letting it get them frazzled or whatever. If we called timeout or there was a dead ball or something, they would come together and just relax a little bit and go back out and just take care of what they, not worry about what the other team was doing, but just take care of what they knew they needed to do, and it worked for them. So that was nice to see them just be more comfortable. That's where that experience from our so many upperclassmen comes in handy.
Yeah, and speaking of a couple of those upperclassmen, Briley Minnick and Cameron Oyen, boy, they seem to really kind of be filling in that leadership role. You know, we were able to go down there and cover the games last week, but this week it seemed like they helped you out a lot, and especially in those tight game situations, right?
Yes, exactly. They both really want to win and are competitive girls, and they translate that out on the court and keep the other girls excited and wanting to go, and they don't mind getting the ball in a pressure situation at the end of the game when it's tight like that.
Yeah, and I think Addison Matthews, she's really stepped up for you too. Kind of came in and has been able to set some girls up, but has done a really nice job as well, right?
Right. Yes, those girls Briley and Cam would not be able to get the hits if Addie wasn't getting them the ball. So definitely a really good team effort all the way around on all three games from all of the girls that came in the game.
Yeah, and you know, we speak of all the upperclassmen you got. You got a few freshmen playing as well as some juniors and sophomores mixed in there. Have you liked what you've seen kind of out of the underclassmen, you know, filling in some huge spots?
Yes. Elsie Larson's a freshman, but she hasn't really, after the first game in Oxy, she's really settled in and done a good job. And the other girls are good to encourage her and keep her going. And all the other girls, pretty much, except for McCaden Ketchell, she's our libero. She comes in and does whatever she can. She's not afraid to get on the floor and get the ball or do whatever she needs to do, serve in a bad part of the game or whatever. But they all really help each other out, and I think that's what led to our success 2 days ago.
And now you get another tough couple of opponents coming up. You get to see Rollins County again next week, as you'll be in a triangular with them and Wallace County. You know, we keep talking about it. Doesn't get any easier. Both of those teams are going to be ready to play next Tuesday, right?
Yes, they will. Our schedule definitely doesn't usually get easier. Atwood will be prepared for us. I'm sure it's kind of one of those games that we always kind of are rivals against each other and always want to do our best against that team. And Wallace County will be a really strong team this year. They were good last year, and I think they've added a few more girls, so they will be one of our toughest competitors, I'm sure.
Well, Coach, thanks for being able to sit down with us and chat after the wins. Good luck coming up next week.
All right. Thank you very much.